At his home in Rafah City in the southern Gaza Strip, Hazim Al-Zumar and four fellow artists turned debris of destroyed homes into works of art. The group began working on the project in January and calls it Memories. Al-Zumar, a 26-year-old art school graduate, is the driving force behind the project. He says the inspiration for it came from a neighbor whose house was hit by an Israeli missile last summer. He began using broken pieces of his neighbor's home as art material.
I asked myself, what about all those other houses that have also been destroyed? It occurred to me that those houses are not just rubble, but that they are pieces of memories of the house's inhabitants. Being artists, we wanted to help those affected in our own way, so that's how the initiative started.
Art made from shattered former homes fills the workshop. 22-year-old Ilham Al-Astal also works on the Memories project and spends a few hours a day at the workshop in the Al-Zumar's home. She explains one of her drawings.
When I drew this bird on this slab asbestos sheet, I wanted to refer to freedom. Though, as you see, the bird is being surrounded by bars. And this is to show how the freedom of children, women, and men here is being suppressed. The idea for this drawing came from Hazem after he passed to me an asbestos sheet from the rubble of Abu Ghali's destroyed home.
In addition to crafting artwork from the rubble of destroyed homes, Hazem Al-Zumar and his team have also tried to beautify the drab metal boxes used as temporary shelters.
We first went to Kuza with an initiative to paint the metal box shelters there. The displaced people were very cooperative and helpful and passed along to us some of their belongings so that we could preserve the memories behind those belongings.
The five-member team led by Al-Zumar receives support in the form of raw materials and art supplies from the Association of Culture and Free Thought, a non-profit organization based in Khan Yunis. Hossam Shahada is the director of the association's cultural center. He says that the visual arts scene in Gaza as a whole requires more attention to develop its own distinct style.
Visual art already exists in Palestinian society, but unfortunately still lacks an identity. For instance, if you go to Andalusia in present-day Spain, you will notice that Islam once existed there. If you go to Munich, you will learn about music and musicians. And if you go to London, you will learn from churches sculptures about history of churches over there. Gaza has a mix of various visual art forms that sometimes do not reflect a genuine Palestinian cultural scene. For instance, our visual art lacks figures about Palestinian embroidery or some other figures about the Palestinian cultural heritage in general.
The Gaza-based Ministry of Construction and Public Works estimates that about 18,000 houses need complete reconstruction due to damage during last year's military offensive. Last October, international donors pledged a total of $5.4 billion to rebuild the tiny coastal territory. Widespread reconstruction has yet to begin, while piles of rubble remain part of the landscape. Rami Al-Mighari, Afasaran, Gaza.